all right.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you folks for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation today. In our next segment, Community Development, we talk with Kelly Braun, Board of Directors with Make-A-Wish North Dakota. And this Coffee and Capitalism feature is brought to you by Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a connection and a resource for you. Call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty. A couple things I want to mention about Hatch Realty. Now, Eric Hatch, the founder, the creator of the Homeless and Hungry movement, that's raised over $1 million to help homeless shelters across North Dakota. As well as in his real estate business, his team was ranked number one in the state by the Wall Street Journal, and his success doesn't stop there. He was recently endorsed by Barbara Corcoran, the real estate guru from the ABC hit show Shark Tank. Eric Hatch is a social media expert, and he is the host of Real Estate Radio. So whether Eric Hatch sells real estate in your community or not, he can, and more importantly, would like to be a connection and a resource for you. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. And now back to our Coffee and Capitalism feature, Community Building, with Kelly Braun, Board of Directors with Make-A-Wish North Dakota.
Well, I woke up this morning, rainbow filled the sky.
Could you name a couple wishes that in the past that you might know of? The only one I know of is Disney World, and I saw Mickey and Minnie out there today. I don't know if you were involved with bringing Mickey and Minnie at all, but Disney World or Disneyland, of course, is the popular one. Is that what everybody picks, or is John Cena the wrestler the only other choice?
You picked two really good ones. I got to see John Cena a couple years ago. Absolutely amazing, amazing guy. And then with Make-A-Wish, Disney World is definitely the number one choice for those kids. Traveling from North Dakota is very, very high. But John Cena, like I said, I got to meet him. It was in Phoenix. I was at a national Make-A-Wish convention. He had granted over 300 or met over 300 wish children at that time. And like you said, now it's over 400 and probably now even over 500. I'm not even sure. They say he averages meeting three wish children a week. Every Monday night before Monday Night Raw, he typically meets three children. He spends about an hour to 2 hours with them. And those children are the only thing in the room that matters. And I got to see him on TV a couple times with these wish kids. He is absolutely amazing. It was funny because he got up on stage and he started talking and his voice quivered, you know, and you're thinking this guy is in front of millions of people every week. And he quivered. And he's like, I am so sorry. He says, I get up here and I screw up. He said, every Monday night, I'm the toughest SOB on the planet. And he said, here I am. Well, then when he got done with his accepting speech of the award and they got all done and they asked him to take some pictures with the wish children that were there, that guy was 7 foot tall and bulletproof again. I mean, you could tell that's exactly what he loves to do, is meet those kids and make their day.
To listen to the full-length interview with Kelly Braun, Board of Directors with Make-A-Wish North Dakota, or to listen to other community development features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And that Coffee and Capitalism feature was brought to you by Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they want to be a connection and a resource for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. My name is Jason Spies, and you're listening to Coffee and Capitalism, where we always keep the conversation brewing.
Rainbow filled the sky. Oh, there was God telling me everything's gonna be all right. No, I would not give you false hope on this strange and mournful.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism. To see if a radio station in your area carries our radio program, or to see our entire media network, including radio station, magazines, and newspapers, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. In addition to the support of this radio station, Coffee and Capitalism would also like to thank our sponsors. MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. That's MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Now, the Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they want to be a great connection for you. The Eric Hatch team was voted the number one real estate team in North Dakota by the Wall Street Journal. He was endorsed by the ABC's hit show Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran and is very active in community service. Hatch Realty. Call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Kids in Capitalism, creating ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. For more information on Kids in Capitalism, the Kids in Capitalism Expo, or to listen to their weekly KidCast, visit kidsincapitalism.com. That's kidsincapitalism.com. Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the people and communities that make up the Bakken Shale Play. Building the Bakken exclusive interviews and original feature stories can be heard on 35 radio stations and 23 newspapers and magazines. And coming in the summer of 2015, Building the Bakken, the book. For more information or to listen to exclusive interviews, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. Voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years, the Lodge at Deadwood is the only place to stay in the Black Hills. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. The best casino, the best overall restaurant, and the best hotel, the Lodge at Deadwood. To listen to past shows, full-length interviews, or for linked-up information on any one of our guests or sponsors, visit cafecapitalism.com. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and being part of the conversation this week. We'll see you next week, folks.
Live down by the jail, sign on a front porch sale, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now?
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies, and I am a multimedia journalist and talk show host. Some have called me the shale play prophet, while others have called me the curator of capitalism. But honestly, I'm just a father running his son's company. That's right, Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism are family businesses tied to the Bakken oil fields. And while my 9-year-old son Otis is getting his education and working part-time for Kids in Capitalism, I'm keeping our company running. Because in 15 or 20 years, when my son is ready, the Bakken will still be a world-class oil play. Crude oil will still be drilled, and our family business will become a second-generation business. From oil companies to trucking companies, to the restaurateur to the hotel operator. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. My name is Jason Spies, and on behalf of Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism, I would like to thank everyone involved in this Bakken shale play for giving my family an opportunity of a lifetime. Actually, an opportunity of 3 or 4 lifetimes. So am I running my grandson's company, or is it my great-grandson's company?